Hi, my name's Carly Whitehead. I'm down at the Wodonga Bowls Club and just played a game of bowls.
What made you get into bowls?
I started out with my grandpa. He decided to take it up and I just went along with him to a come try day and enjoyed it, so went from there and still bowling.
What do you enjoy about it?
It's a lot different to the other sports that I've been involved with. The mental side of things is interesting and it's a good challenge. And I've made a lot of new friends through it, and you get to travel the country a lot and see new sights, and it's been good.
Have you had much success in the competitions?
Yeah, I've been playing in the state team, started out in the under-18s and then moved up to under-25s and won a few test series with them. And in the under-18s I won the state singles, the state pairs. I've won the state novice singles, been runner-up in the under-25 state singles. Yeah, so hopefully I can win a few more of them and work my way up.
What's your main or your ultimate goal as a bowler?
One day I'd like to represent my country. At the moment I'm bowling for the state, so that would be the next level. I'm in the national training squad, which is sort of development. So they sort of start with people around my age and get them build up their skills and improve their bowling until they can hopefully in the future bowl for Australia.
And away from the bowling green, you're studying physio at Charles Sturt. How do you find that?
It's been good so far. I've completed my first year last year and starting my second year next week. So, I've enjoyed it a lot so far and hopefully gets better from here.
You had a competition today, but also there's a large one on here next weekend. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Next Thursday and Friday, it's a state test series between New South Wales and Victoria, and I'm in the senior ladies team for Victoria, and we're playing on Thursday morning, Thursday afternoon and Friday morning, so three games altogether, and it's best of three. So hopefully we can get up on the New South Wales people and it'll be good. Yeah, it'll be a lot of good bowling too. So,
what would you say to young people to get them to start bowling?
I would say it's definitely not an old people sport anymore. As it used to be, but there's a lot of younger people playing it now, and the average age of our state team is about 32 or something, so the age has dropped dramatically over the last few years, and it's a good sport in that you don't have to be physically active all the time, and you don't have to have the biggest sporting ability of anyone. Like for football or netball, for instance, you have to be fit and active, but lawn bowls, anyone can play it and enjoy it.
So I guess with your two careers, maybe you hope to travel the world bowling and working on injured bowlers as a physio.
Yeah, that'd be good sometime in the future. It'd be interesting to see where it takes you, really, because I also want to work with Indigenous people as well, being an Indigenous person in the physio side of things, but then it'd be good to combine my sporting side of things with physio. I like to get out to the rural areas and just give back to my people and just sort of improve the health of Aboriginal people in Australia, and yeah.